Creation is that which is responsible for the universe and all life. It is the most primal, immense, and greatest power which one can only ever imagine. The creation is the being and the non-being of the life. It is the most tremendous mass of spiritual energy that can possibly be. It is the spirit in the purest form and is immeasurable in its wisdom. However, even though the creation is the most absolutely fully developed which the human being knows or believes to know, it must incessantly always further relatively absolutely fulfilled and evolved itself. Thus, the creation insistently always brings forth new spirit clusters, which is a form of a human spirit, animates and inhabits the human being. This human spirit now has its own mission to fulfill, in that, through countless rebirths, incessantly advances and develops further and reaches the relative absolute fulfillment. Once this occurs through countless lives, then the spirit returns back to the creation and becomes one with it, through which the creation further relatively absolutely fulfills itself and always becomes more immense. However, the spirit of the human being in its beginning is fully unknowing and devoted, so it must slowly store more knowledge and wisdom within itself and evolve itself. The more lives the spirit has behind it, the more knowing and wiser it becomes. And only spiritual knowledge and spiritual wisdom categorize the human being, his or her life, and his or her consciousness. From this one is to recognize, the more humanly and worldly a human being thinks and acts, the more underdeveloped he or she is in the spirit and in the consciousness. Because worldly and humanly thinking means that a human being stands at a primary and still much in need of progress stage of the spiritual and consciousness-based evolution. In general, the mass of humankind is quite consciously kept at this stage by authorities and governments, partially because they themselves are not instructed any better, but also partially because through it, the human beings can become subjugated and suppressed.